This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Well, I have a special treat for you today because it is Memorial Day weekend, and I am sitting on the porch at Quarters 1, Fort Myer, with the 41st Chief of Staff of the Army, Randy Jordan. General, what a pleasure it is to be at your quarters and to kind of hang out with the head Army officer.
Appreciate you coming over, and got a lot of activities here for Memorial Day weekend, and obviously I get to see Arlington, and it's wrapped around Fort Myer, and so it just reminds us every day of what our responsibility is to make sure that we have a strong military, and we do everything possible each and every day to make sure our soldiers and our military families get what they need.
What does Memorial Day mean to a senior officer like yourself? I mean, you drive up here every day to your quarters and you see all of those headstones, but reflect on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know a lot of folks that are buried in Arlington, congressmen, been deployed with them several times. What always comes flashing in my memory is certain names. My wife and I were just talking about Chris Vanderhorn yesterday, who came in right after 9/11, was a policeman and came in, and I remember his baby being born a couple of months before we deployed, and it was about this time, you know, many years ago, back in 2005, when he was killed. So I think about all the sacrifice, and again, it reminds me of the duty that we have now to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure our military is prepared for the future.
Recently, you have announced a Transformation Initiative, ATI. Can you speak to that briefly, and what drives the need for our Army to change?
Well, I think everybody knows how fast technology is changing, and I always talk about it's changing as fast as, you know, that what's happening in our technology changing in our pocket. We're watching what's happening in the Ukraine, obviously Middle East, really around the world, and we know we have to adapt, and we know we have to, you know, adapt rapidly. And so what we're really focused on doing is stop buying equipment that we know is not going to be war winning in the future. You know, get rid of that equipment out of our formation, stop spending our money on it. We're reducing our headquarters up here, getting, you know, making sure that we're filling our formations. We're looking for efficiencies on systems that we have so that we can better spend our money on drones, electronic warfare, the things that we know we are going to need on today's modern battlefield. And that's really the complete focus on it. This was a big announcement, this first one, but we're going to continue to do it. And I think that that's, you know, what Americans should expect and taxpayers should expect, that we do get the best value for our military for the money. And that's what we're trying to do.
Later today, after doing this interview, you and I are going to fly up to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, and you'll have an opportunity to address the graduating class for 2025, be about 1,000 of them, and you'll have an opportunity to share a message with them on the eve of their graduation. What is that message?
Well, first, I would say I'm really proud, and you know West Point really well. I'm really proud of the leaders that we produce up there at that institution. But, you know, I'm going to remind them that, you know, up until this point, it's been about their own personal GPA and PT test and all of that. And, you know, as of tomorrow when they commission, it's about leading their teams. And they're going to be leading American sons and daughters. And, you know, they're going to have to make sure that they're preparing themselves. They're going to be team players with everybody else. So we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what the journey is ahead. And I know they're all excited to leave, and we're really excited to have them in our formation.
A couple of final notes here. What do you want the people to know about your Army, our Army? But we've got a great Army, don't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, I came in the Army enlisted right out of high school. So, you know, I always tell people that the Army is just an amazing place, you know, and I wish more people could just get out and see our soldiers and what they're doing. Next week we'll have met our enlistment goals for this year. So it's a great place to start. We have so many things that you can come in and do. in the military. And I would want them to know that we are innovating, transforming, that we're physically and mentally tough and doing the things that our country needs us to do to make sure that we are deterring conflict, but we are ready if our nation calls us.
You referenced years ago, I know you grew up in Iowa, Alden, Iowa, as I recall. Take me back to, 1984, you're graduating there, you're headed off to West Point. Reflect on it.
Yeah, so 1982, I actually came in the Army because I had talked to a Korean War veteran who told me, hey, you should join the Army and then you can go to college a little bit down the road. I mean, I love that background. I've been to Northwest Arkansas, you know, very similar. People are wonderful, understand the value of hard work, people waving at you all the time and doing those things. So I love going back. I love my hometown. I love my roots. I don't necessarily love it in January when I go back and visit, but all my family is still back there. And we still get a lot of people are used to being outside and doing outdoorsy type things, and you know, we still get a lot of those folks coming in the military, which is great.
I guess it's safe to say that upbringing has played a vital role in your life, your professional career, that has benefited our military.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I think you know, you're shaped all along the way. That's something else that we'll see at West Point. And I know there's graduates that are coming from your district up there in Arkansas. It takes, you know, everybody, all the team and family and friends that help, you know, kind of produce you along the way. So I'm really proud of all the people that did that for me back in Iowa.
It's an honor to be with you. We appreciate the time that you've spent with us. And I know as we close here, you'd like to say a word about Memorial Day again as we end. This is a very important weekend, one of the more solemn ones of the year, and it's very important to our country.
Yeah, I mean, I also just think about all of our Gold Star families that are out there, and you know, we're gonna lay a wreath on Monday at the Tomb of the Unknown. And you know, every time we do that a couple of times throughout the year, I always think about all the families that, you know, were their brother, you know, sister, father, you know, somebody in their family made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And so, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with all those families throughout the country on this week.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks.
41st Chief of Staff of the Army, Randy George. Before I go on this report, let me acknowledge the young men and women who are coming out of our service academies from the 3rd District of Arkansas. Tyson Barber will graduate at West Point. He's from the new school in Fayetteville. Leighton Elmore out of Fort Smith Northside, Aiden Looney out of the Northwest Classical Academy, Gary Phillips from Van Buren, Luke Rucker from Springdale Harbor High School, and Cale Sheets out of Southside. All 6 of those will graduate at West Point on Saturday. From the U.S. Naval Academy, Samantha Abel out of Bentonville West, Finley Golden from Russellville High School, and Tanner Wade out of Fayetteville High School. And then finally, from the U.S. Air Force Academy next week, Diego Aguilar will be graduating at the Air Force Academy. He's from the Arkansas Arts Academy. Jason Arnold from Greenwood High School, Leighton Powell from Pea Ridge, and Elizabeth Rainwater from Van Buren. On behalf of our entire staff, we want to wish you and yours a very happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.